killing me.
Yeah, we heard the instrumental called Walk of the Lost. Prior to that, we heard music from Traditional Fools, which is a band featuring Ty Segall, Michael Cronin, and many of his musical friends that have been in bands with him over the years. Mm-hmm. So they started in this group in the mid to early 2000s, and they had a few albums out and singles, and then they kind of stopped. Ty Segall played drums and sang in this group, I believe. Anyways, we heard their take on Davy Crockett, a song originally by the Head Coatees. It's rearranged a little.
Slightly. A little sloppier. Lyrics have changed a little bit, but that song is getting some traction. Not that version, but the song itself in that TV program, The Bear, which has an incredible music selection for its soundtrack. So the version that they're playing is actually the one that was recorded by the Head Coatees, and as a nice contrast, we played that version before the Traditional Fools cover of that. That was just released off of the single of the same name, titled Davy Crockett, Gabba Hey.
Yeah, in 92. And then prior to that, we heard music from the Delmonas, their version of C.C. Rider from 1985's Dangerous Charms. We started off that set with brand new music from Detroit's Shadow Show. They have a new single out called Baba Yaga and Spy Balloon, and we heard the B-side, Spy Balloon. That's pretty much it. We're going to continue next, though, with some more music from MJ Lenderman, who I believe is coming through Detroit soon.
Yeah, should be pretty soon, coming up in October. We'll get some details before we come back for the next set. But his latest release, Manning Fireworks, is fantastic. One of my favorite records of the year so far. We're going to hear one of my favorite tracks from that. We're also going to be playing a selection of all brand new releases, stuff that's either been released this week or at least within the last 2 weeks. There's a new band called Being Dead. I haven't really heard much of them before, but this new release called Eels is getting some critical acclaim and is having some op-eds written about it. It's a fantastic record. I'm really excited to play this track called Blanket of My Bone with you. And we're going to be playing some brand new music as well from The Smile, their second record this year, because originally they released Wall of Eyes back in January, mm-hmm. and now they're out with this album called Cutouts. And this reminds me a lot of what happened with Radiohead, because, of course, this band does feature Johnny Greenwood and Tom York of Radiohead. And in 2000, they'd recorded two albums worth of materials, and they released it as two separate records, Kid A and Amnesiac, respectively.
Mm-hmm.
For this, it's very similar, because they had enough material recorded during these initial sessions to have two records. So this is really what's remaining of those sessions, and it doesn't feel like the lesser selections. This is a very cohesive record, and it's actually a little bit funkier, a little bit looser from their previous record. I might even like it more than Wall of Eyes. We're going to play one of my favorite tracks from this one called Eyes and Mouth, as well brand new material from Jordy Greep, former singer from Black Midi, has his debut solo record out titled The New Sound. We're going to hear something from that, as well as the brand new record from Godspeed You Black Emperor, all in this set. This episode of Revolution Rock.
So you say I've got a friend. resignations. You keep up appearances and have a reputation. You sit in a park and work on your sonnets. You talk about yourself in the past tense. You have opinions that can't be shaken on morals firm. Do you know what I mean? 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 It's your favorite turn of phrase. You know what I mean? 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 It's your second favorite turn of phrase. English better than anyone, and you can curse like no one ever has done, and you have a bigger head than any man who's ever lived, and you can walk more than 100 stallions in a room that smells of cigarettes and carry-on under sheets freezing cold with damp. You voyage far and wide across plain and ocean, step on marsh, on celestial bridges, and knock down doors and climb in windows and listen in. Listen, 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 listen. Can you hear that? The signs of life not yet awake, the stirring, the screwing up of eyes, a blanket that forms mountains, the valley between knee and cheek, the steep side down to the feet, the toe poking out. Be careful, don't touch, have discipline, my boy, just watch. You can feel it, see? There's a universe in this room, and you scrounger of toilets and pillager of tombs. You don't have to work because working is for schmucks. You know God would light your way. You are ready to admit to murder, to assault, to robbery, to pederasty, to fraud. You are ready to take the blame for every crime of all them. But the jury is out to lunch. That captures your melancholy. You walk the streets that stink of disease. You turn up your collar like James Dean. You put your right hand under your jacket and pretend you have a gun. You put your left hand under your jacket and pretend you're Napoleon. You squeeze your spats till they bleed. You turn your face so no one sees. Do rippers still play accordions? You should pay one to follow you around and play your theme. Soon your earrings will all ring. Soon your organs will groan in mouths for themselves. Soon your body will stage a civil war. Soon your heart will burst out free. And soon it will look you in the face and ask, what have you done? Why have you led them astray? Soon your brain will migrate. Soon your wounds will castrate. Your feet.
You are listening to CJAM 99.1 FM and Revolution Rock. Of course, you may also be listening to the show off the iHeartRadio app or on any of the stations that syndicate the program. A sincere thank you to all of those stations. We just came back from hearing some brand new music, all brand new releases in that set. Brand new music from Godspeed Black Emperor.
Yes, we heard a song coming from their latest release.
Yeah, it's a very long title. It's no title as of February 2024, 28,340 dead. And it's
is that the actual title?
That's the actual title. And it is a very politicized record, obviously touching upon themes of the Israeli-Palestine conflict. And as always, Godspeed's records are very innately political, but without sloganeering. They more capture the sort of feel and fervor of conflict. And yeah, very powerful record and a very powerful track record from that, titled Sun as a Whole, Sun as Vapors. Prior to that, new music from the former lead singer of Black Midi. We've been talking about this for a bit. It is the one and only Jordy Greep.
Yeah, from his latest release, The New Sound, we heard the song Blues. Which lyrically and musically is quite erratic.
It is. You know, this album is really all over the place, really indebted to a lot of polyrhythms, a huge sense of debt to jazz, of course to post-punk as well, which is what I think Jordy Greep is usually known for.
Yeah, and yeah, we heard one of the songs from that album.
Yeah, Blues, as mentioned, and it is it's out now, so feel free to check it out. The single Holy Holy was released quite a few weeks back. We did play that, and really got people's appetites whetted for this, and it is a revelatory record. Like, you're really seeing that this isn't just Black Midi light. You really do see the difference and where Jordy Greep is going that I don't know if he could have in that previous group, and I always appreciate that for a solo project. And before that, we heard brand new music, the second record this year, from The Smile.
Yeah, we heard Eyes and Mouth from the album Cutouts. And as you were mentioning on this album, it is interesting and it is different because Tom York plays bass instead of guitar. Is it on all tracks?
Not on all tracks. Like, on that track particularly that we heard, Eyes and Mouth, the album itself, we should mention, is called Cutouts, and it was recorded during the same sessions as Wall of Eyes. They were a record released back in January, and sometimes when you hear there's a second record coming out from a batch of recordings, I think the tendency is to think it's the cast-off, it's the rest that's coming out. I think that's even, like, a tongue-in-cheek reason why they call this Cutouts.
Mm-hmm.
But with that said, I think it was just a selection of what was going to flow better and what made a more cohesive record. I think these songs flow really well, and I think there's quite a few instances, there's songs on here that wouldn't have fit on Wall of Eyes, so I really do understand the decision to do this. It is a great record, and as I said, it's just been recently released, but I'm even thinking I enjoy this more than Wall of Eyes. It's a little bit loosier. Well, looser, I should say.
Loosier.
Funkier is what I meant to say. It's loosier, it's goosier, all the good stuff you associate with Tommy
it's
York,
music-ier.
Of course. It is great. And there's a wonderful video album component that they've posted on their social media that I encourage people to check out. It's kind of like a 90s CG animated segment on all sorts of acid. and you can decide for yourself whether that's hallucinogenics or corrosive. But yeah, great stuff. Also great stuff we heard before that from a new band. We both admitted we haven't really heard anything from them, but they're getting a lot of press for this record, and it is fantastic. The band is called Being Dead, and the album is titled Eels.
Yeah, we heard the song Blanket of My Bone, and then we started things off with music from MJ Lenderman's latest, which is also getting quite a lot of critical acclaim, Manning Fireworks, and we heard the track Wristwatch. He's actually playing in Detroit at the Elk Club next Friday, October 18th. If you're in the Detroit area, and if that sounds like something you want to see, then you should go.
Mm-hmm. He is also, we should mention, a guitarist for the band Wednesday, another group that we've also played here on Revolution Rock that I quite enjoy. Coming up next, we're going to be paring things down a little bit, getting to more folky material, starting off with a track from the latest from Richard Laviolet. We did play quite a few tracks from this already, this posthumous release from the artist. But we're going to play another one, and a great track as well.
Yeah, we're going to hear Carter and Cash from All Wild Things Are Shy. We're also going to hear something from Rick White and the Sadies album that came out to surprise of many this year. We're going to hear a song from that. We're also going to hear brand new music.